Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, our stories have a lot to do with water. First, we'll travel to Lynchburg, Tennessee, where water is one of the key ingredients in an American icon, Jack Daniel's bourbon.
So as the water goes down through the limestone, it's going to be naturally iron-free. It's going to have things like calcium, magnesium, which are good for making whiskey.
Then Steve Barragona takes us to Baltimore, Maryland, where algae are helping to ensure water going back into the Chesapeake Bay is as clean as possible.
Essentially creating a controlled algal bloom on land, which put the algae to work, pulling nutrients out of the water body.
It must be something in the water this week on American Cafe. Scientists tell us that our planet is nearly three-quarters water, and this week we visit a couple of places where water plays a key role. For more than 150 years, the Jack Daniel's Distillery in Lynchburg, Tennessee, has been producing bourbon. In fiscal 2018, the Brown-Forman Company, which owns Jack Daniel's, reported sales of more than 13 million cases of the distilled spirit. VOA reporter Lisa Bakalyets recently visited the distillery. Anna Rice narrates her report.
If you tell someone you're from Tennessee, there's only a couple of things that are going to come up with most people, and that is music and whiskey. And of course, the music takes on a lot of different varieties. Some people will be talking about Elvis. Others might be talking about country music. But when it comes to whiskey, there's really only one brand they're talking about, and that's Jack Daniel's.
Jeff Arnett is not exaggerating. He is the master distiller at the Jack Daniel's Distillery, located in a small town of Lynchburg in Tennessee. Today, the famous whiskey is exported all around the world, but is made only here. 200 years ago, the whisker maker's founder, Jack Daniel's, bought this valley for roughly $2,000.
Jack heard two things. Well, three things, really. Number one, iron-free. If you have iron, it's going to ruin color and flavor. So iron's going to mess with the production process. This is limestone, and limestone rock is a natural filter of iron. So as the water goes down through the limestone, it's going to be naturally iron-free. It's going to have things like calcium, magnesium, which are good for making whiskey, but it's also very chilly, as you can feel. And what you need when you make whiskey is a cold water source for cooling certain things during the process. So this is 56 Fahrenheit all year round.
The process of making whiskey begins when water gets mixed with ground grain. The distillery doesn't try to keep their signature recipe a secret. It's 80% corn, 12% barley, and 8% rye. Then yeast is added to the mixture. When the fermentation process is complete, distillation begins.
Whiskies are very much a product of their place. So the yeast culture that we use here was harvested from this area, so it has sort of a local flavor to it. The cave spring water that's used to make every drop of Jack Daniel's only flows from one place. So, you know, I think if you tried to take Jack Daniel's and move it to another location, that it just wouldn't be the same.
Another key ingredient is charcoal, also made locally. 16 stacks of maple wood are burnt here three times a week.
It's actually still smoking a little bit, but it's not hot. This is, in the world of science, really, is activated carbon, which is an odorless natural filtration system.
Large barrels are lined with layers of charcoal, and the whiskey undergoes this natural filter for 3 to 5 days. This process is crucial for making good whiskey, according to Arnett. Without it, you end up with plain bourbon.
Overseeing the quality of what we produce here means that we're going to taste it at several different points in the process. But tasting is also not drinking, so we end up spitting it out. So you literally just put it in your mouth, kind of, you know, swish it around, spit it out, and then grade the flavor and character of it.
After tasting is complete, the whiskey is poured into barrels that have no glue or resin. The rest of the process is a waiting game.
So what we do is we call it maturation. We mature the whiskey. It doesn't sit in there for a certain time. It sits in there until it's ready. So we do everything to taste. We'll go in there at 4 years. We'll taste the whiskey. We'll see if it looks right, if it tastes right, if it smells right. And then we'll judge, is it ready or not?
Although anyone can try the whiskey at the distillery, it is impossible to buy a bottle of Jack Daniel's in Lynchburg. The town's home county of Moore is a dry county, which means drinking alcohol is permitted, but buying it in a store is prohibited. For Lisa Bakalyets in Lynchburg, Tennessee, I'm Anna Rice, VOA News.
You're as sweet as strawberry wine. Whether or not you enjoy distilled spirits like Jack Daniel's, we all need clean water to drink. But keeping our water clean is becoming more of a challenge. VOA's Steve Barragona tells us now how folks in Baltimore, Maryland, are using algae to filter damaging substances out of water headed for the Chesapeake Bay.
Polluted water flows down this shallow channel. It comes out of the Chesapeake Bay here at the Port of Baltimore. But polluted is just how the algae lining the channel like it, says University of Maryland scientist Peter May.
Nature sometimes isn't pretty, but actually it's always pretty. This is what's doing all the work for us right here. That gives us the production that allows us to remove more nutrients from the water.
Around the world, excess nutrients from farm fertilizers and city wastewater set off massive growth of algae. These giant blooms can often be seen from space. But the algal turf scrubber, as the system is called, harnesses those microbes to do good.
Essentially creating a controlled algal bloom on land, which put the algae to work, pulling nutrients out of the water body.
Durham, North Carolina is planning to help clean up a local reservoir with a scrubber. Others are already running in Florida and elsewhere. The thing about algae, though, is they grow a lot.
What do we do with that algae? You have to have an end use, otherwise you're going to pile that algae up very quickly.
Well, it is high in protein, May says. It's been turned into animal feed. It can be fermented into biofuels, and it makes a great fertilizer. But the University of Maryland's Stephanie Lansing has other plans.
So every week we harvest the algae. With that algae, we actually put it into an anaerobic digestion system.
Inside the digester, microbes break down the algae into methane biogas.
And then the biogas is used to run a fuel cell. The fuel cell is actually a very efficient way of using the energy. You can use it to charge batteries. You can use it for lights. You can use it for fans.
The Port of Baltimore plans a bigger system that could produce a modest amount of renewable electricity, a few hundred kilowatts. That's not bad when you start with just polluted water and algae.
It is beautiful and actually captures people's imagination because you can make that connection that algae is actually doing this work actively for you.
Nature put to work to make clean water and clean power. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Baltimore.
If you would like to see video versions of the stories you heard on our show, visit our website, voanews.com. Be sure to leave your questions or comments on our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.